Turn. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Rabotai, we continue the halachot of Me'en Shalosh. This, every time we get to Chanukah, I always ask the question to the people, why don't you mention Ala Nisim during the Ala Mihya? We said yesterday that Ala Mihya is a mirror of the Birkat HaMazon. So the same way in Birkat HaMazon we mentioned Etzeh and Ya'aleh Ve'Yavo. So we mentioned in the Me'en Shalosh, Zochrenu Letova, Vosamechenu, Beyom Tzerva, Urtzeh Be'achal Tzemeh HaMashvat Hazeh. Why, when it comes to Ala Nisim that we do mention in the Birkat HaMazon, we don't mention the Ala Nisim in the Ala Mihya? It's the only thing that is the difference between Birkat HaMazon and the Me'en Shalosh. So the Levush asked the question. There are many answers. I'm going to give two answers today. The Levush gives the answer like this. I'm going to try to use my own words. The Beracha of Me'en Shalosh that we said yesterday is we're trying to mimic a small version of the Birkat HaMazon. Birkat HaMazon has four Berachot. The first Beracha is called Birkat HaZan. The second Beracha is called Birkat HaAretz. The third Beracha is Birkat Yerushalayim. And the fourth Beracha is Atov Ve'Ametiv. We say Ala Nisim in the second one. Why? Because we say, No Delecha Hashem Elokeinu Al Shinchalta La'Avotenu, etc. So it's called Birkat HaAretz, but we start introducing the Birkat HaAretz with Birkat Hoda'ah. No De. We're Mode to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, you know De? Okay, Ala Nisim Ve'Ala Niflaot She'asita La'Avotenu. It's like Modim. What we say in Modim, in the Amidah, that's when you say the Ala Nisim. So the Node of the Birkat HaMazon is when you say the Ala Nisim. Well, there's something interesting in the Ala Mihya. There's no Node in Ala Mihya. At least in this order, there's no Node. The Ala Mihya starts with Birkat HaZan. What is it? Baruch Atah Hashem Kirmech HaOlam. Ala Mihya Ve'Ala Kalkala Ve'Ala Tinuvat HaSadeh. That's it. That's the Birkat HaZan. Then, Al Eretz Chemdato Ha'Urchava Asher Azita Minchata La'otenu. That's Birkat HaAretz. You see how they skipped Nodeh? Don't say Nodeh Lecha Al Shinchalta La'avotenu Eretz Chemdato Ha'Urchava. It skips the Nodeh. We don't say thank you this time. All right. Etzera. Yechol Mipira Vizba Mitva. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Alenu Val Yisamach Val Yerushalayim Mirach is the third Beracha. Rachem. Uvne Yerushalayim Mirach Kodesh B'Mirah B'Yamenu. That's the end of the third Beracha. And then Ki Ata Tov U'Metiv Lakol is Birkat HaTov Ve'Ametiv. That's the fourth Beracha. So there's no place that you would say Node. At the end we say V'Node Lecha Al Aretz Ve'Amichya Ve'Al Kalkala is referring to the beginning. But in the order of the Beracha, since the Ikar of the Beracha, of the second Beracha, is not the Hoda'a, but it's the Eretz Yisrael, as we say Baruch Ata Hashem Al Aretz Al Aretz Ve'Al Amazon. So that means that the second Beracha, the Ikar, is not the Node, but it's the Aretz, so there's no space for Hoda'a. Since there's no Hoda'a that is mentioned at this point in the Ala Mihya, so says the Levush, that's why we don't say Ala Nisim, which is a Birkat Hoda'a. The other answer is from Rav Chaim Mibrisk. Anybody needs a secretary at this point? Perfect moment for making a phone call, right? The other answer is the answer from Rav Chaim Mibrisk. Rav Chaim Mibrisk says the following. He says, since Ala Mihya is a small beracha, and in the small beracha, we only mention the berachot aspect of the berachot of Birkat HaMazon, but not the azkarot. Let me explain the difference. There's a beracha and there's azkara. Azkara is a mention. We don't mention the mentions in the Ala Mihya, only the Berachot, because it's a summary. So you take the Ikar. So he explains like this. Ya'aleh ve'yavo en retzeh is a Beracha. Ala Nisim is not a Beracha. Let me explain a little better. When you say retzeh on Shabbat, is retzeh an extra that you add to the existing Birkat HaMazon? It looks like it. Or do you say on Shabbat, there's a complete new Birkat HaMazon. It's in the Beracha, inside the Beracha, part of the Beracha is Retzeh. He says, there's a new Birkat HaMazon on Shabbat. It's called It includes letze in the beracha. It's not an extra that you add. It's part of the beracha. How do we know? What's the proof? If you missed it, you say a beracha b'fnei atzma. Before the fourth beracha, you have a chance to correct yourself. And what do you say there? Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenatan Menucha L'Amo Yisrael, etc. There's a special beracha in case you missed the letze. They give you a chance to say it. And how do you say it? Baruch ata Hashem. That means that the portion of Retze and Ya'aleh ve'yavo is beracha. It's not an hazkara on the beracha. It's part of the beracha to the point that if you missed some of it, you'll make another beracha. Alanisim doesn't exist like this. It's hazkara. Oh, it's hazkara. Well, in Alamichya, we don't do hazkarot because it's a small version. We only do berachot. And therefore, that's the difference between Retze and Ya'aleh ve'yavo with Alanisim, and that's why you don't say Alanisim in Alamichya.